We should be in a business that has options. And there should be a baseline option that gets you whatever you pay for. And then we should have a pathway to give patients more options.
Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast, a podcast all about working smarter, not harder. Pushing dentists to go beyond dental school dentistry and build the practice of your dreams. Here is your host, the millennial dentist himself, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast. I am super glad to be back recording with you. Gosh, what a couple weeks. For those of you that missed the 3D Dentist Growth Summit, it was off the chain. It was super fun. Just an epic time. May 1st and 2nd, 2025, third annual. Best prices right now. Bring you, your teams, everybody, come to Nashville. So we'll be back here. Got lots of exciting ideas for 2025. So it'll be super fun. If you missed out, like, man, I really wish I had gotten to see some of that. You can buy the recordings of the entire 2 days. Everything was filmed and done really nicely. It's a super, super reasonable fee, like $300 or something like that. So check that out, www.3d-dentist.com. Otherwise, let's jump right into it. So today, what I want to talk about is our lack of appreciating the way that people buy things and just consumerism at large. And I think I'm going to start this series where I talk about how difficult certain companies make it for you to buy. And I think dentists, we are in that camp a lot of times that we make the buying process so overly complicated for our patients, and we cannot do that. So anyways, before we jump into that, next month we have tooth replacement therapy. That is where we teach you how to do extractions, grafts, PRF, single implants, getting out of the gate and bringing in tooth replacement therapy to your practice. If you don't do this, it's the number one gateway procedure that can help you clinically level up. So that's in June. So check that out. If you're not doing implants, come place implants with us. And if June doesn't work out, we have a number of times. And like our practices, we've got good payment plans. So we can easily get you on a 12-month payment plan to make it more affordable, because it is expensive, but it will return investment. No problem. So I go into, well, I'll tell two quick stories. So I go into Uncle Julio's yesterday with three of my team members, and it's like a fancy Mexican restaurant, I guess you would say, like Tex-Mex, but, you know, kind of on the bougier side. And it's a beautiful day in Nashville, and I walk up and I'm like, hey, I just finished Double Arch, so we were going to do margaritas and like just do it up big and be done for the day. So I walk in like, how many do you have? And I was like, four. And I was like, can we sit outside? And he's like, well, we don't have seating outside. And I was like, well, that's dumb. There's all this seating right here outside, and it's beautiful. No one's sitting there. So he's like, yeah, unfortunately, we don't have enough servers, blah, blah. Starts to give me all these BS reasons. And I'm like, I'm so confused. Why are we not maximizing our outside? So I say, well, what's it going to take to sit outside? And a part of me at this point was like, not, to be clear, I'm not being a dick, but I was also trying to prove a concept a little bit to my team members on the lack of consumer drivenness that this place was acting. And so I said, he's like, well, what do you mean? I was like, well, can I just pay extra? I was like, how about I just pay $20-$50 and I'll sit outside? Like, there's a number that I'm pretty sure your manager would be like, yeah, like if he wants to sit outside, like we'll sit outside. And I kind of equate this to the answer should always be yes. And one of the things that I'm internally now looking at that I had to check myself is that we've got some pretty hardline rules as far as this is the SDP way and this is the way that we operate and do things with our practice. Some of which is how we schedule, right? And we have certain blocks and certain times that we do certain procedures. So I'll use me as an example. I primarily only do surgeries on Tuesdays. So if a patient comes in and says, well, I want to see Dr. Sully, I like to do a surgery on Friday, for example, their response would be, Sully doesn't do those on Friday. Now, on one hand, that's great. And I've built good systems in place so that if there is flexibility within the practice, but not necessarily flexibility within the doctors, meaning there is a doctor who does surgery on Friday, his name is just not Sully. The challenge there, when I've got to take that concept to level two, is that the answer should always be yes. Dr. Sully would love to do that. Unfortunately, he primarily only does the surgeries on Tuesdays. And so when he comes in on Fridays, there is a added fee. Meaning, I'll do a bunch of crowns for you on a Saturday for an extra $5,000. And look, at the end of the day, like, we laugh, but for certain people, it may cost them more money to take off work than it would be to pay whatever it is to make you happy to do it whenever you want to do it. And I'm not saying this is a one-off scenario, because the reality is most patients won't necessarily say yes to, they'll acquiesce because they don't necessarily want it that bad. So I'll kind of go back to my Uncle Julio's example. So I kind of bantered back and forth with him. I was like, well, that's unfortunate. I was like, that's fine. Well, actually, I think what happened was he said, well, there's one table I got to bust at. I'm like, well, that makes no sense. Like, just put us in our table and bust the other one later, because there's 30 tables out there available. So he says it'll be 5 minutes. Then he comes back, we seated, and it's not an outside table. So I was like, I thought we were waiting. So I don't know really what happened. And so anyway, so I was kind of disappointed. Well, long and the short of it, manager comes up later. It's like, hey, how's your food? And I was like, food's absolutely amazing. Our waitress has been great. I do want to give you some feedback, though. I was like, unfortunately, we really wanted to sit outside, and that basically wasn't given as an option. They're like, well, it should be an option. I was like, that's what I thought. I was like, I even offered to pay extra money, and they were still unwilling to seat me outside. And she was like, well, I'm so sorry. That's not how it should be. And I was like, even if we just took, like, it doesn't make sense. I get there's less people. So maybe instead of having three, if you have three-thirds of the restaurant, maybe two-thirds is inside, but then we take a whole one-third outside so that we're dividing, conquering within the confines of the team that I have, but we create two different experiences. And you may sit here and listen and say, well, Sully, you ended up going anyways. I did. That's correct. A bit a less than exceptional experience, right? But what was interesting is I found out today that three of my other team members, two of my doctors and another team member, went. And when they were told they could eat outside, they went next door. There's a Del Frisco's Grill right next door where they have outdoor seating, and they were seating outside. And ironically, I said at lunch yesterday, I said, you know, what's funny is we came in and sat down, and how many people came up, asked that question, were told no, and then left. And here is the manager, let alone the bigger manager or the person running the business, who has no idea that they're losing business because of something as small as moving a waitress outside to occupy some tables. Like, it's not even that big of a change. Or not giving a pathway, despite maybe more money, to create an experience that's exceptional. So this really got me thinking and trying to start to then piece in, well, how can we do things differently at my office to do this? Now, I'll tell you where we all completely missed the boat was with Sarek. What in the world are we thinking that we haven't always said, hey, there's two ways to, you need a crown, you want to do your crown, we can do it the same day, it costs $100 extra, or we can bring you back and it'll cost this much. Like, why haven't we ever thought about that logic? And now the problem is like, the reality is that would work probably for 80% of people would easily say, yeah, I'll pay an extra $100 to get it done that day, not have to come back, not have to get renumbed. Yet we think of it solely through our lens, and they're like, oh, well, it's saving me money not to bring them back. So that the 20% maybe that didn't, I could just say, hey, you know what? If it's okay with you, I thought we'd just go ahead and get this done today. I won't charge you for the $100. Like, and for now, for us as a practice, it would be difficult to go back and probably implement that system, because when you've been doing that for, I don't know, 15 years of same day crowns, and now you start charging for what's become expected, that becomes a problem. And if you think this won't work, look at our world. We all pay primarily, not everybody, but 90% of us probably that listen to this podcast play for an Amazon Prime subscription so that you get your stuff faster. TiVo was listening to a podcast that Jeff Bezos did that he said, I built Amazon off two known facts. Americans will always want their product faster, and they will always run it cheaper. And he said, instead of trying to figure out what the next big thing is, these are the two things that I focused on. How can I make my business faster for the consumer and more affordable? And so they really got my wheels thinking, and kind of the same concept is, how can I continue to do those two things, make things more affordable and make them faster? So an area where we're going to implement a new part of this process is doing this with more of larger cosmetic cases. So typically a larger cosmetic case, if you send it out the lab, it may take 4 to 8 weeks. Even if you do it in-house, to do it in, you know, even 2 weeks is a tighter turnaround, is because you got to mill out a lot of restorations. So what we're going to start doing is we're going to offer the patient. Now, we have two options. Option one is like we put you in temporaries and you get them 3 to 4 weeks. Option two is we'll guarantee that you'll get your restorations done in 1 week for an extra $1,000. We'll guarantee we do them in 24 hours for an extra $5,000 or something of that nature, right? Because we're built, because we're vertically integrated with big mills and technicians at this point, who, you know, were assistants that have kind of leveled up and moved on. We've got the capability now that where we could turn around a new smile same day if we wanted and realistically next day. And so instead of just saying, hey, I'm going to work my ass off to give you something and make no cost, I'm going to give you, the patient, the option, say, hey, would you like to get this done faster? And if you would, we can make that happen. It just comes at the cost. Knowing that the reality is there's a significant portion of, like, totally fine to wait. That's okay. But there'll be a significant portion that are saying, hey, that makes total sense. I'm happy to pay that. You know, I think I'm obviously not the norm. And dentists that are listening, you probably aren't the norm. And that, like, we're fortunate and very blessed to be in a field where we make a good living. So because of that, I have some level of discretionary income. And at some point, my time becomes more valuable than the cost of the good itself. And so, for instance, if someone were to say, hey, would you like to get this faster? It just costs this versus this. I would probably say yes. You know, y'all, I think I talked about when I bought my generator earlier this year, how speed was a thing. If they had said, hey, we can get you this generator by the end of the week, it'd be an extra $500. I would not have even blinked at saying yes. And for the business, what's important is that is all margin, meaning it goes straight to the bottom line. So at this point, all my costs are covered. So if I have a patient that says, hey, and there may be some cost right here, because if I say, hey, we can get your crowns done in a week, if you're not doing the design, what I may have to do is outsource the design, which may be a rush fee there. So you've got to cover that cost, because now all of a sudden, if I'm trying to get this done by your wedding or when you go out of town, now all of a sudden I'm having to ask the designer to rush or the lab to rush. That becomes problematic. Again, the benefit of being vertically integrated, where you potentially have design capabilities, milling capabilities, and staining glazing capabilities, is now I have that flexibility to where my team member is on a salary or an hourly rate, wait, so that's a fixed cost, and assuming they're not working later, and now I'll be able to get that done. So we just really have to do a better job of trying to think about where we can do these type of things to bring this into practice the way we run our businesses. And, you know, another one that was stuck out to me, I kind of got on a roll while we were at this lunch, is we decided to order this. There were four of us there, and they had this Taco Tuesday platter that they bring out. And basically, you pay per person, but they bring out this big platter with all, like, a Lazy Susan with all the fixins, and then you just build your own tacos right there. Well, on the menu, there's only one option. It's ground beef and fajita chicken. So I really didn't even think about shrimp or fajita steak. I was happy with those two options, I guess. And when the lady came over, she said, hey, no problem. We want this. And she goes, would you like to upgrade the fajita steak? And then my immediate response was, absolutely. And on some level, I was being a little patronizing because I wanted to prove the concept again to my team that, wow, what a fundamental concept. I mean, and we've been doing this for years, right? Do you want fries with that? Would you like to large size that? And me starting to look at kind of my business and trying to figure out, well, where do I have concepts or ways to marginalize and upsize my success based off what a consumer wants? It's not hard salesy. It's just a matter of, look, the steak costs more money, so it's going to be more expensive. But what was interesting is the platter of four was $48 until I upgraded it. Then it went to just under $90, like $88. So it essentially doubled the cost of the production for the restaurant from us relative to the food we ordered off one simple question. And so areas where I start to think about, like, where can we say, hey, would you like to get fluoride today? Would you like to get whitening today? Would you like to get the premium version of the crowns? Would you like to get the platinum version? The platinum material, the gold material, whatever the language of the sayings is, but we should be in a business that has options. And there should be a baseline option that gets you whatever you pay for. And then we should have a pathway to give patients more options. That then, in turn, we get more economic benefit from having more options, and the patient gets more options. That's a better experience. So I guarantee you most patrons that go to Uncle Julio's probably say, you know what? I'm fine with just the fajita chicken and the ground beef. But those that ask the question, there's a percentage that will always say yes. And my challenge to you all is when you look at your businesses and you start to think about how you run our dental offices, we don't ask the question. We don't ask, even on a fundamental level, do you like your smile? Have you ever thought about changing anything about your smile? Do you like the crowded teeth? Do you like missing a tooth? Have you ever thought about replacing that tooth? Have you ever thought about whitening before we replace your tooth? These are the nuances, I think, that give us more opportunity to succeed. So I hope this is helpful. You got to go out in the world and pay attention to the way that we take in and partake with the buying process. And my hope is that through this episode, what it'll make you think is, man, we've got to change the way that we operate with our consumers, and we've got to become more consumer friendly. Without further ado, think you're all great. Send me some messages, topics you want to hear. Otherwise, work smarter, harder. We'll see you next time. Boom. I'm out.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.